From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Monitors say airstrikes on a rebel-held town in northwestern Syria killed dozens of people on Saturday, including civilians, fighters, and prisoners. But the Syrian Observatory for Human Rights did not say whether the strikes in Idlib province were carried out by Syrian or allied Russian warplanes, which have both bombed the area in recent weeks. In a separate development, Reuters quoted sources saying a deal had been reached under which national relief agencies, throughout the world that is, will begin delivering humanitarian aid tomorrow to an opposition-held town under siege from pro-government forces. Aid deliveries also will take place in two villages blockaded by the rebels. Kosovo's worst political crisis since declaring independence from Serbia in 2008 continues to deepen, with thousands of opposition protesters taking to the streets of the capital, Pristina, on Saturday to denounce the country's elected officials and set fire to government headquarters. The crowd was angered by an EU-brokered deal with Serbia, which allows Serbian-majority municipalities within the predominantly ethnic Albanian state to establish an association and have more autonomy. Police used tear gas to disperse the crowd, estimated to be at 8,000. The conflict between Saudi Arabia and Houthi rebels in Yemen is drawing in participants from across the Red Sea, Eritrea officially announcing it's ready to support that initiative. In exchange for its involvement, Eritrea reportedly receiving money and fuel. In an interview with the Voice of America, Eritrean officials defended their aid to allies. This is VOA News.